Jody Cruikshank, welcome.
Kia ora, my name's Jody Cruikshank. I'm from Invercargill, based down here. I work for the Ministry of Social Development as an employment coordinator, supporting people with health conditions, injury and disabilities, into sustainable employment. I'm standing for the board today because I want to be able to bring my passion towards helping people with vision loss and blind deaf to be able to excel and be able to reach their full potential and enjoy life to the fullest. My journey is with blind, low vision. I started at the age of 9 when I was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa. My journey through that has been not much to do with blind low vision from the start, but eventually come on to doing the leadership program along with blind sports, being involved in blind cricket, indoor bowls, goalball, and mainly in those sports, being able to represent New Zealand in blind cricket, which was a great opportunity. Only that happened due to being involved with invited onto a tramp in Twizel a few years ago, and that led to further tramps and then connecting with other visually impaired and totally blind people. So that sort of made the impact on my life and improved my circumstances and was able to connect with other people around my age and abilities and things. And that's why I want to bring that to the board.
Thank you, Jody. And we'll have Clive Lansing. Welcome.
Kia ora koutou. Ko Clive Lansing, aho. I'm totally blind and was born that way, so I've lived my life as a blind person, had a busy working career, and was a bit of a sports person in my time, just your average kind of sports person, I have to say, but I know something about what it is to be playing blind sport. I bring to the board a lot of life experience as a blind person, and I have a lot of empathy for blind, deaf, blind, and low vision people. I really know the difference that this organization can make in our lives, helping us to be confident, independent and self-reliant, and working with us to push for New Zealand to be fully inclusive, because I think we all want to participate as much as we can as citizens like everybody else. And I say us and we here because, being blind myself, this organization has played a big part in my life. I have often used our services, and I still do. I think the organization has very good services, but looking to the future, even the near future, I can see really exciting new possibilities from new products now coming onto the market, particularly for getting around safely and independently and reading the information we need when we need it. And I've been the board chair for the last 3 years, and if I'm elected for another term, I'm going to be focusing on making sure BLVNZ listens to blind, deaf, blind, and low vision people when planning services and keeps up to date with these, you know, exciting new developments that are happening right now, and continues to be financially strong so that we can deliver the best services we can to all of our clients. So that's me. Thank you.
Thanks, Clive. And next, welcome to Paul Brown.
Kia ora e te whanau. Ko Paul Brown aho. So my name's Paul Brown, and as you can tell from my accent, I'm from South Auckland. Well, I live there now. I'm originally from Dundee in Scotland. I'm a lifelong totally blind person going through the special school system, went to the Royal Blind School in Edinburgh, went on to study at university and was the first blind student in my university, and so had to push a bit for service and support. There was a lot of willingness, but not a lot of thought about how to. And my career has really all been involved in the disability and kind of blindness area. I worked in tertiary education for a number of years in Scotland, was a disability advisor at Auckland Council, have worked at the Office of the Ombudsman, the disability team, worked at Disabled Persons Assembly, and recently worked in the area MSD of Family and Sexual Violence Accessibility for Disabled People. I live with my partner, Nicola Owen, who some of you know from Audio Described Aotearoa, and our 10-year-old Helena here in Mangere Bridge. And I think I bring life skills. I have some skin in the game as a blind person. I have a lot of governance experience on various organisations, and I want to bring the voice of clients to the good services that blind and low vision deliver. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. And I'm moving to Judy Small. Welcome, Judy.
Nā kia ora, Tania. Ko Judy Small aho. Nā kirikiri rā aho. Hamilton. I have been on the board for 12 years and wish to be re-elected for another 3 years. I believe that the organisation is on the cusp of doing lots of interesting and probably a wider variety of work in the area of services. We've got a very strong financial situation at the moment, and it's going to be an exciting time for the organisation moving forward and embracing change in the next few years. I have been blind most of my life, losing my vision at the age of 6. I went to Homeye College and had intermediate and secondary school in the mainstream. When I was a mother of 3, I went to university and completed a master's degree in social science. And my master's thesis was around how the blind identity evolved itself and how people saw blind people from a different perspective. I have worked for the Office for Disability Issues for 10 years when it first opened in 2002. After that, I returned from Wellington up to Hamilton and worked for the Hamilton City Council as their disability advisor and in community development. I also was an advisor for older people as well. This experience and background has meant I understand and fully value the importance of stakeholder engagement, listening to the people and taking what they have told us a bit further and putting it within a strategic wider picture plan. And that's what I'd be looking forward to and bringing to the board my governance experience and my strategy experience. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. And I'm going to go cycle back up to La Tor Halatoetalangi. Just wondering if you're there, La, welcome.
Thank you for this opportunity. Whakalofalahi atu, kia ora, tātou katoa. My name is La Tor Halatoetalangi. I was born in Niue Island and came here to Aotearoa, New Zealand when I was 9 years old. I didn't have a vision impairment at that point. My low vision accident happened when I was 15 playing rugby. And that's a game I really still am passionate about and follow. My interest in this role as a director comes from my personal experience living with low vision and also having family members who also have the condition, low vision and blindness as well as deaf blind. I have over 21 years experience working as a professional, as a social worker with the blind, Royal Blind the Foundation. And when I left in 2002, I started up a new organization, Vision Pacific. Through that, I was part of leadership groups that initiated many initiatives and also governance experience. The governance experience is totally different from the management side, of course. That role is purely to ensure that systems are in place to monitor, evaluate. Thank you.
Thank you, Latour. I'm now going to ask Diana to play John Billings' recorded message.
Tēnā koutou katoa. Hi, my name is John Billings and I'm standing for re-election to the board of the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind. Sorry I can't be with you in person tonight, but I've got a pre-scheduled medical procedure today, but I am grateful for the chance to share a few words. For over 40 years, I've served the blind and low vision community, first as a dispensing optician, specialising in low vision care, and more recently through governance roles that shape policy, uphold standards and promote equity. I've spent 31 years practicing in Wellington, supporting individuals with tailored visual aids. I've also served 6 years on the RNZFB board, 9 years on the optometrist and dispensing opticians board, and 2 years on the health practitioners disciplinary tribunal. My commitment as a volunteer goes beyond governance. I've installed Alexa devices to support independent living, raised and boarded guide dog puppies, and fundraised for vital services. I advocate strongly for blind and deafblind inclusion, and I have some knowledge of sign language and tactile signing. If re-elected, I'll continue championing inclusive policy, strengthening professional standards, and ensuring that blind, deafblind, and low vision people in Aotearoa are not only heard, but empowered. I bring experience, integrity, and a deep sense of purpose to this role. Together we can build a future that is accessible, equitable, and proudly led by those who live it. Ngā mihi nui. Ngā mihi nui.
Look, thank you for your introductions, and it's time now for us to move on to the question and answer time.